Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
You know, when you look at where B2B sales has come from over the last decade, it's impossible not to notice the acceleration we're seeing right now. AI, automation, the speed at which data flows through the funnel, it's fundamentally reshaping the entire sales landscape.
Absolutely. And today we're diving headfirst into what the future of B2B sales looks like. We're unpacking the key trends like AI and automation, how buyer behaviors are evolving, and what sales leaders can do now to stay ahead of tomorrow's challenges.
Let's start with the biggest one, AI. It's not just a buzzword anymore. It's transforming how sales teams operate, qualify, and close deals.
Totally. In the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, there's a deep dive into how CRM systems, sales automation technologies, and analytics tools are playing a much bigger role in modern B2B lead generation. CRM platforms like HubSpot and Salesforce are integrating AI-powered insights to help teams manage leads more effectively, track engagement, and even predict the best time to reach out.
And think about automation. Instead of spending time on repetitive tasks, teams can now use tools to streamline email campaigns, content distribution, and follow-ups. That frees up more time for strategic outreach.
Exactly. The article, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, pointed out how automation enhances responsiveness and engagement. The right tech stack doesn't just save time, it raises the floor for what a sales team can accomplish. It lets your best reps focus on high-impact work, like closing.
And let's not forget analytics. In that same white paper, they talk about using analytics to track traffic patterns, engagement, customer satisfaction, and even lifetime value. You're not guessing anymore, you're optimizing in real time.
Which also means sales leaders need to be data literate. If you want to lead a high-performance team 5 years from now, you can't just go off gut instinct. You need to know what the data is telling you and how to act on it.
That brings us to the next big shift buyer behavior. B2B buyers are way more empowered today. They've done the research, they've read the reviews, and they already know what your competitors offer before they even book a call.
Right. In the article 4, Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation, there's a section that warns against AI-generated junk and light fluff stuffed with keywords. Buyers can spot inauthenticity a mile away. They want real, insightful, valuable content.
And they expect personalization. In the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, personalization and segmentation were called out as key strategies. It's no longer optional. You need to show that you understand the buyer's pain points and are offering something tailored to them.
And what used to be acceptable, generic email blasts, cold calling without context, it's just not going to cut it. Buyers are expecting thoughtful outreach. In the Atlantic Growth Solutions Ultimate Strategies paper, they emphasized consultative selling. It's about acting like a strategic partner, not just another vendor.
Exactly. It also means rethinking the whole qualifying process. The sales qualifying summary introduces frameworks like Champion MEDDIC, C, which really center the conversation around the buyer's challenges, not your pitch. Future-ready teams start by asking, what problems are they trying to solve? Not, can they afford us?
And I love that in the Ultimate Strategies paper, they suggest anticipating buyer needs and proactively offering insights. It's about moving from reactive selling to predictive guidance. You're not just responding to demand, you're shaping it.
So if all of that is where we are headed, what should sales leaders do now to get ahead of the curve?
One, you need to upskill your team. In the white paper Ultimate Strategies, they stress the value of ongoing training and support, especially when it comes to using CRM systems, understanding analytics, and running integrated campaigns.
Yep. And part of that means choosing the right frameworks. For example, if you're selling into enterprise organizations, the sales qualifying summary recommends using MEDDICC. It's thorough, but it's built to handle the complexity of enterprise buying processes.
Also, align your sales and marketing more tightly. A lot of the challenges in the future are going to be cross-functional. And what you can expect from our lead generation services. They talked about mid-funnel engagement and the importance of active communication between SDRs and AEs. That kind of alignment is non-negotiable moving forward.
And don't forget about technology alignment. In the white paper 7B2 B-led generation solutions that drive results, they called out how different channels like PPC, SEO, and social need to work together. That requires a level of integration and orchestration that a lot of companies just don't have today.
And if your team isn't experimenting and testing constantly, you're already behind. Future-forward sales teams adopt a mindset of continuous improvement. The What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution article even points out how important A/B testing is, because what works today might be obsolete next quarter.
Right. And I think there's also a cultural shift happening. In the Ultimate Strategies white paper, they talked about values like integrity and delivering on promises. As much as we talk about tech and data, trust still drives relationships.
Exactly. The strongest revenue teams will be the ones that combine cutting-edge tools with human connection. That blend, data plus empathy, AI plus EQ. That's the future of sales.
So if you're a sales leader wondering what comes next, start by looking inward. Build a team that's agile, data savvy, and deeply aligned with buyer needs.
And remember, this shift isn't something to fear. It's an opportunity. The more prepared we are, the more we can thrive in the sales world of tomorrow. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.